Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 251 for Tuesday, February 3rd. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mostly higher Tuesday morning in sympathy with the U.S. soy complex. Canola values were $3 to $4 above unchanged, with the most active March contract up $3.80, checking in at $455 per ton. Traders are likely positioning themselves ahead of Wednesday's Statistics Canada grain stocks report. However, weakness in Malaysian palm oil cast some resistance over values, along with gains in the Canadian dollar. The loonie was up a quarter of a cent against its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to foreign buyers. The Canadian canola supply is considered to be ample by many industry watchers. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 16 to 18 cents stronger, with the March contract checking in at $9.77 a bushel. Farmers have been reluctant to sell, which has given values a boost. Many producers simply want to see better prices. Advances in crude oil have also helped soybeans, as they are used to make biodiesel. There was also a report that China wants to move towards a more open agricultural production system, which would give markets more influence over things, so the country doesn't always have to be stockpiling grains. Corn was 6 cents higher, with the March contract sitting at $3.76 per bushel. Many farmers are hanging onto their corn right now, which is underpinning the market. As with soybeans, the rise in crude oil has helped corn rally. Questions are being raised over the 2015 new corn crop, as some analysts worry the current low prices will cause many producers to plant less corn. U.S. wheat was 11 to 12 cents weaker, with the March contract at $5.05 per bushel. Values rose as speculators bought wheat stocks, confident the U.S. will win several tenders that are out right now on the international market. Prices for wheat are at four-month lows, which is making U.S. wheat much more competitive against European and Black Sea grains. As well, weak condition ratings for crops in the U.S. Southern Plains, which includes Kansas and Oklahoma, also supported the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, February 3rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.